Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Liftoff by Eric Berger, a gripping narrative that unveils the early trials and triumphs of SpaceX. Published in 2021, Liftoff chronicles the journey of Elon Musk and his team from the ambitious inception of sending rockets to Mars to the adrenaline-filled launches on the tropical island of Omelek. Through painstaking research and insider perspectives, Berger details the determination, failures, and eventual successes that transformed SpaceX from a fledgling venture into a titan of the aerospace industry. Eric Berger, with his rich background as the senior space editor at Ars Technica and a certified meteorologist who founded Space City Weather, brings a unique blend of scientific insight and storytelling prowess to this tale. His experiences, including his role in earning the Houston Chronicle a Pulitzer Prize finalist spot in 2009, infuse Liftoff with depth and authenticity. This book is a must-read for anyone intrigued by the behind-the-scenes struggles and achievements of SpaceX and Elon Musk. It is also a treasure trove of inspiration for tech enthusiasts, budding aerospace engineers, and those who dream of space exploration, offering a rare glimpse into the dedication and ingenuity required to reach the stars. Join us as we explore the remarkable journey of perseverance, innovation, and ambition that is Liftoff. Liftoff, Elon Musk and the desperate early days that launched SpaceX. Introduction. Discover the visionary journey of SpaceX from ground zero. Imagine stepping into the shoes of Elon Musk in the year 2000. Fresh off the monumental success of co-founding PayPal, Musk was far from satisfied. His eyes were set not on lucrative business ventures on Earth, but on a grander, almost fantastical ambition: to colonize Mars. This vision led to the birth of SpaceX, a rocket company that was as ambitious as it was audacious. At a time when the aerospace industry was a graveyard of similar dreams, where idealistic ventures often went up in flames, both metaphorically and literally, SpaceX's journey was anything but certain. Despite the skepticism that shadowed its early days, SpaceX stands today as a testament to Musk's unwavering dream. But how did a company, expected to fade into the oblivion of failed space ventures, manage to rewrite the narratives of aerospace history? This tale isn't just about a company, it's about the grit, innovation, and audacious dreams that propelled SpaceX from its precarious beginnings to its first triumphant launch into the cosmos. Dive into the early chapters of this remarkable journey, where you'll unravel the essentials of Musk's strategy for recruiting the brightest minds for SpaceX. Ever wonder what it takes to work for a company that aims for the stars, quite literally? Musk's interview process was as unconventional as his vision, zeroing in on individuals who were not just brilliant, but also aligned with the magnitude of SpaceX's mission. This narrative also pays homage to a lesser-known chapter in the history of rocket ventures, a story of a failed predecessor that serves as a sobering reminder of the formidable challenges that lurk in the business of space exploration. Yet, despite these ominous precedents, SpaceX dared to venture where others hesitated, driven by Musk's indomitable spirit. In an industry that's as much about spectacle as it is about science, SpaceX mastered the art of capturing the public's imagination. The company's early years were not just defined by technological innovation and daring pursuits, but also by how it harnessed the allure of space exploration to rally support and attention for its cause. From navigating conflict with NASA to establishing a launch site on a remote tropical island in the Pacific, the journey of SpaceX is a captivating saga of challenges, perseverance, and eventual triumphs. As we embark on this exploration of SpaceX's formative years, we're not just recounting the history of a company. We're stepping into a story of how audacious dreams, when pursued with unwavering conviction, can indeed propel humanity into a new era of space exploration. Join us as we trace the trajectory of SpaceX, from its first faltering steps to its soaring leap into the annals of aerospace legend. Part 1. Elon Musk's bold leap from disappointment to founding SpaceX. Elon Musk envisions a future where humanity sets foot on Mars. It's not just about space travel for him, it's about survival. In Musk's view, as Earth grapples with the escalating threat of global warming, our continuation as a species hinges on our ability to establish colonies on Mars and craft a new, sustainable world. This vision is the driving force behind his ambitious venture, SpaceX, which aims to pioneer spacecraft for humanity's Mars Odyssey. Despite SpaceX's relative infancy, the journey to its establishment is a tale of disillusionment and audacity. Musk, observing the stagnation in American space endeavors, felt a deep sense of disillusionment. For someone who had just experienced a significant career shift, losing his position as the CEO of PayPal, this realization struck a particularly poignant chord. The lack of progress and ambition in the space sector, especially from national icons like NASA, left Musk questioning, "Is this all there is to our cosmic aspirations?" This brings us to a pivotal moment, the spark that ignited the founding of SpaceX. It was on a drive down the Long Island Expressway, alongside entrepreneur Adeoresi, that Musk shared his apprehension and curiosity about space exploration. Was there room for private innovation in a domain monopolized by government agencies? Musk's ambition seemed at odds with the apparent complacency he saw in space exploration efforts, particularly given the three-decade gap since the Apollo lunar missions. Surely, he pondered, NASA must be on the brink of a breakthrough towards Mars. This curiosity led him to scour NASA's website, only to find a glaring absence of any plans for Mars exploration. This revelation came as an astonishment. Seeking deeper insights, Musk ventured into space conferences across California, only to confirm his suspicions. A mission to Mars was not on NASA's agenda anytime soon. Faced with this stark reality, Musk's initial doubt transformed into a resolute sense of purpose. The void left by NASA's lack of ambition presented not a dead end, but an opportunity for private innovation to step in and redefine space exploration. Musk was not deterred by the overwhelming challenge. Instead, he was invigorated by the possibility of making a tangible difference. Just 2 years after that pivotal conversation on the Long Island Expressway, Musk gathered a group of elite aerospace engineers to unveil his plans for building a rocket. The skepticism in the room was palpable. Laughter and dismissive advice to save your money met his ambitious proposal. Yet, those present underestimated the resolve and vision driving Elon Musk. Far from being discouraged, Musk's encounter with skepticism only steeled his resolve to pursue his dream even more vigorously. This marked the beginning of SpaceX, a venture born out of Musk's profound disappointment with the status quo and a daring belief in the necessity of interplanetary colonization for humanity's survival. Against the backdrop of skepticism, Musk set out to challenge the boundaries of the possible, laying the foundation for a venture that would go on to redefine humanity's spacefaring aspirations. Part 2. SpaceX's trailblazing formula, breaking the aerospace mold. From its inception, SpaceX embodied a spirit of innovation that distinctly set it apart from the rigid traditions of aerospace engineering. When Elon Musk convened a group of the industry's finest minds in a Los Angeles hotel, he wasn't just seeking their expertise, he was scouting for pioneers willing to embark on an audacious journey. Among the skeptics, there were believers like Tom Mueller and Chris Thompson, who saw the potential in Musk's vision and became integral to the foundational team of Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX, established on May 6, 2002. This venture wasn't just another aerospace company. It was a frontier endeavor with a mission to revolutionize space travel by making rockets both affordable and high quality. From the outset, Mueller, Thompson, and the early recruits found themselves in an environment that thrived on dynamism and disruption. Elon Musk's hands-on approach in shaping the team was emblematic of SpaceX's unconventional ethos. Musk's personal involvement in the hiring process underscored the importance of not just technical expertise, but a shared passion for the mission. His commitment to interviewing every new hire himself until the company reached its first 3,000 employees demonstrated a deliberate effort to cultivate a unique corporate culture. Musk's interview tactics, often involving unexpected riddles and challenges, were not mere tests of intellectual agility. They sought to unearth innate problem-solving skills and the ability to think outside the conventional confines. The story of Phil Kasuf, a young prodigy faced with a perplexing riddle during his interview, exemplifies this approach. Kasuf's correct answer to a seemingly enigmatic puzzle not only secured his place at SpaceX, but also symbolized the innovative thinking the company prized. Unlike its predecessors in the aerospace sector, SpaceX encouraged a culture of experimentation and rapid learning from failure. Traditional aerospace giants adhered to a methodical linear progression in their engineering processes, a slow, cautious march toward perfection that often made errors costly and cumbersome to rectify. Musk, however, championed an iterative development model that embraced trial and error as a path to innovation. This approach empowered engineers to build, test, and fail fast, facilitating swift advancements and learning. This willingness to embrace mistakes as milestones towards mastery set SpaceX apart as a dynamic force in aerospace. The company's entrepreneurial spirit, underpinned by a readiness to challenge the status quo, was not just about building rockets. It was about cultivating a mindset geared towards relentless improvement and groundbreaking exploration. As a result, SpaceX emerged not merely as another player in the space industry, but as a trailblazer reshaping the very architecture of aerospace engineering. With its daring approach, the company carved out a niche for itself as a lean, agile entity poised to push the boundaries of what was possible in space travel. Part 3: The Specter of Failure, the Ghost of Amrock, haunts SpaceX's prelude. The skepticism that greeted Elon Musk and his space aspirations wasn't merely a reflection of doubt towards newcomers in the aerospace arena. It was rooted in the specter of past failures, with one failed pioneer casting a particularly long shadow. The tale of George Koopman and his American Rocket Company, or AMROC, served as both a cautionary tale and a historical echo that fueled the aerospace community's apprehension towards Musk's ambitious space venture. George Koopman was a figure much like Musk himself, driven by a vision of affordable and routine space travel. However, Koopman's dreams orbited the concept of a space transportation business akin to Federal Express but for the cosmos. With a background as eclectic as an intelligence analyst in the Vietnam War, a military training film producer, and a collaborator with Hollywood elite, including a stint overseeing stunts for the 1980 hit The Blues Brothers, Koopman was no stranger to grand pursuits. Founded in 1985, AMROC attracted some of the brightest minds in aeronautics, mirroring Musk's later success in rallying a stellar team for SpaceX. Among AMROC's ranks were veterans like James French, with two decades at NASA under his belt, and Mike Griffin, who would later lend his expertise to Musk. Koopman's ambition and his ability to draw in such talent highlighted a shared zeal for space exploration that transcended generations. Yet, despite the similarities, there was a crucial difference that ultimately separated Musk from Koopman: an understanding of the technical complexities tied to rocket science. Koopman, with his penchant for enthralling rhetoric, lacked the depth of knowledge crucial for navigating the intricate path of rocketry. His approach to funding the venture, relying heavily on wealthy patrons and often exaggerating AMROC's progress, only exacerbated the company's challenges. The turning point for AMROC seemed promising, with a contract to launch U.S. Air Force rockets, but fate intervened tragically with Koopman's untimely death in a car accident in 1989. The subsequent attempt to honor his legacy with a test launch ended in catastrophe as the rocket disintegrated upon ascent, emblematic of Amrock's own collapse shortly after. This historical footnote of Koopman and Amrock haunted the inception of SpaceX, serving as a stark reminder of the volatile nature of the rocket business. For those well-versed in the industry, Musk's venture initially appeared as another iteration of a familiar story. Visionaries seduced by the allure of space, ultimately felled by the harsh realities of the pursuit. However, unlike Amrock's tale that ended in flames and disillusionment, SpaceX's narrative was yet to be written. Armed with the cautionary lessons of history and an unfaltering resolve, Musk ventured forth, determined not to repeat the mistakes that led to Koopman's downfall. The skepticism that Musk faced was not just a barrier to overcome, but a poignant reminder of the fine line between audacity and hubris in the quest to conquer the final frontier. Part 4: SpaceX's Odyssey to an Island Launch Pad. In the face of unexpected resistance from the U.S. Air Force, SpaceX found itself at a crossroads. With ambitions to revolutionize space travel and a readiness to launch, SpaceX sought access to California's renowned Vandenberg site, confident their application met every required criterion. However, the Air Force, entangled in its own aerospace endeavors and a hefty $200 million investment to accommodate Lockheed Martin's rocket launches, wasn't about to share this prized asset. SpaceX's application, though perfect on paper, was indefinitely shelved, leaving the company in a frustrating limbo. This turn of events led SpaceX on a quest for alternate launch sites, propelling Elon Musk and his team thousands of miles away from mainland USA to a location as remote as it was improbable: Omelek Island in the Marshall Islands, nestled in the vast expanses of the Pacific Ocean. Part of the Kwajalein Atoll, or Kwaj as it's colloquially known, this destination had a history steeped in missile testing under U.S. military oversight. Yet it was this very remoteness, coupled with strategic imperatives from a deal with the Malaysian government, that placed Kwaj in SpaceX's sights. Launching a satellite for Malaysia meant avoiding overflight of the U.S. mainland, a feat only possible from this distant Pacific outpost. The quest to secure Omelek Island as a launch site was no straightforward affair. Musk's initial outreach to the military overseer of Kwaj was met with skepticism and disbelief, leading to an abruptly ended phone call. It was only after a layer of digital verification, a Googling that confirmed Musk's credentials, that the dialogue resumed, paving the way for SpaceX to claim a slice of paradise for its groundbreaking ambitions. And what a paradise it was, at least in natural terms. Omelek Island presented itself as a picturesque tapestry of tropical beauty, with palm trees swaying in the gentle breeze and seas teeming with life. However, the allure of its environment was tempered by stark realities of life on a military base. Subpar accommodation reeking of mold and a glaring absence of entertainment, save for a few Army-issued TV channels. Despite these challenges, or perhaps because of them, the SpaceX team's experiences on Kwaj were complex and varied. For some, the island's raw beauty and isolation fostered a deep affection, a bond forged in the crucible of pioneering space endeavors. For others, the hardships and monotony overshadowed the island's charms. Regardless of individual sentiments, this remote tropical island became an indelible part of SpaceX's narrative, a testament to the company's resilience and willingness to navigate uncharted territories in pursuit of its cosmic dreams. Part 5: A Rocky Inaugural Flight, SpaceX's Trial by Fire. After nearly 6 years of tireless work and unbridled ambition, SpaceX stood on the threshold of a momentous occasion. On March 24, 2006, the Falcon 1, the company's maiden rocket, was poised on the launch pad on Omelek Island, ready to mark its entry into the annals of space exploration. This day represented the culmination of endless hours of labor, ingenuity, and dreams for Elon Musk and his team. Musk's journey to the Kwajalein Atoll for the launch was a testament to his dedication. Renowned for his hands-on approach, Musk had immersed himself in the nitty-gritty of rocket construction alongside his team. Now, they were all gathered, hearts brimming with anticipation, in the launch control room, ready to witness the fruit of their collective labor take to the skies. However, the story of this launch would not follow the script of a preordained success. As the engineers made their final preparations, an air of excitement was mingled with nervous tension. And in a display of characteristic forward thinking, even at this nail-biting juncture, Musk engaged in a conversation about materials for future rockets, his mind already racing towards the next horizon. As the countdown commenced, the reality of the moment seemed to displace Musk's speculative musings, ushering in a collective focus on the Falcon 1 as it ignited and soared. The initial triumph of liftoff was short-lived, however. An anomaly caused the engine to catch fire, leading to the Falcon 1's premature return to Earth. Burning debris plummeting into the ocean was a harrowing sight for the SpaceX team, signaling a setback none had wished for. The aftermath of the failed launch was a bitter pill to swallow for everyone involved. The evening saw the team grappling with their disappointment, seeking solace in a communal meal prepared by Musk's brother, Kimball. Yet, the following day brought with it a poignant reminder of the support surrounding SpaceX. The gathering of over 100 islanders, ready to assist in the salvage efforts, underscored the inherent challenges in pioneering spaceflights and the solidarity it inspired. This inaugural attempt by SpaceX, marred by unforeseen failure, was nevertheless a critical learning experience. Musk's resolve in the face of adversity was unshaken. The journey of discovery, fraught with trials and errors, was far from over. It was a clear sign that while the path to redefining space exploration was laden with obstacles, the spirit of persistence and innovation that defined SpaceX would continue to propel the company forward, undeterred by the setbacks that lay in its wake. Part 6: Shaking the Foundations, SpaceX's Bold Challenge to Aerospace Norms. SpaceX, under the determined leadership of Elon Musk, has never been one to shy away from a confrontation with the titans of the aerospace industry. Musk's willingness to disrupt the status quo was not just about proving naysayers wrong. It was driven by a fundamental desire to rejuvenate space exploration, a field that had languished in a state of complacency for far too long. Musk's ambitions were grand, aiming not just to join the ranks of established entities, but to carve out a new trajectory for human space travel. The company's audacious spirit first became evident in 2003, a pivotal year in SpaceX's early history. At a time when the Falcon 1 was in development and space exploration seemed an exclusive club for governmental and corporate behemoths, Musk orchestrated a move that was equal parts daring and symbolic. He understood the unmatched allure of a grand spectacle and decided to bring the Falcon 1 to the heart of American power, Washington, D.C. In an unprecedented display, he positioned the 68-foot rocket outside the National Air and Space Museum the day after Thanksgiving, effectively announcing SpaceX's bold entry into the aerospace arena and signaling the dawn of a new era in spaceflight. But SpaceX's willingness to challenge the establishment was not limited to symbolic gestures. Musk's tenacity was put to the test when NASA, the very epitome of space exploration, appeared to play favorites by awarding a significant rocket-building contract to Kistler Aerospace without a competitive bidding process. Led by Apollo veteran George Mueller and backed by aerospace giants, Kistler's inside track seemed to epitomize the old guard's reluctance to embrace new players. Contrary to advice that challenging NASA could backfire, threatening future collaborations, Musk took a stand. He firmly believed that fair competition was crucial for innovation and progress in space exploration. His protest compelled the U.S. Government Accountability Office to review the decision, ultimately leading NASA to cancel its contract with Kistler and reopen the competition. It was amid this backdrop of tensions and financial uncertainties within SpaceX that a pivotal moment unfolded in August 2006. As concerns over the company's viability mounted, a call from NASA heralded a game-changing victory for SpaceX in the contract competition. Musk's succinct announcement to his team, gathered expectantly on the factory floor, encapsulated the magnitude of their achievement. "Well," he proclaimed, "we fucking won!" This victory was not just a financial lifeline for SpaceX. It was a vindication of Musk's unwavering belief in challenging entrenched interests to catalyze progress. By confronting the established order head-on, SpaceX not only secured its place in the aerospace landscape, but also reaffirmed the transformative power of audacity in the pursuit of far-reaching goals. The journey from an unyielding stand against NASA's decision to a triumphant contract win exemplifies how SpaceX's pioneering spirit has been a driving force in redefining the parameters of space exploration. Part 7, the breakthrough launch, SpaceX's climactic turnaround. The journey of SpaceX, under the relentless vision of Elon Musk, is a narrative punctuated by perseverance in the face of adversity. After a series of thwarted attempts with the Falcon 1, each failure compounded not only the skepticism from governmental and commercial observers, but also the financial strains on Musk and his nascent company. The journey to the fourth launch was laden with the weight of unmet expectations and dwindling resources, positioning it not just as another trial, but as a make-or-break moment for SpaceX. In the lead-up to the critical September 29, 2008 launch, the stakes were immeasurably high, with SpaceX's very existence hanging in the balance. The journey of the Falcon 1 to the Kwajalein Atoll was fraught with peril. A tale emblematic of SpaceX's dogged resolve unfolded mid-transit in a C-17 military aircraft when engineers were startled by ominous popping sounds. The terrifying realization that the Falcon 1 was succumbing to ambient pressure changes mid-flight presented an immediate and grave challenge. In a moment that underscores the innovative spirit and resourcefulness defining SpaceX, team member Zach Dunn executed a daring maneuver. By manually equalizing the pressure inside the beleaguered rocket, Dunn not only prevented the Falcon 1 from irreversible damage, but also exemplified the team's unwavering commitment to their mission. The subsequent days were a testament to the tenacity of Musk's team. Tasked with the Herculean endeavor of disassembling, repairing, and reassembling the wounded rocket in the oppressive heat of the tropics, the engineers showcased unparalleled dedication. Their efforts culminated in the Falcon 1 not only being restored to its original state, but also acing its pre-launch tests. Against all odds, the rocket was ready for its defining journey to the stars. On the morning of launch day, with Musk and his team watching nervously from Los Angeles, the air on Kwajalein Atoll was thick with anticipation. The Falcon 1's successful liftoff marked the culmination of years of trials and tribulations, as it ascended higher and higher, surpassing each critical stage of its flight. The collective breath held by the SpaceX team was finally released. The Falcon 1 reached orbit, achieving a monumental milestone for SpaceX and heralding a new era in space exploration. This triumphant ascent into orbit was not merely a technical achievement. It was a vindication of Musk's belief in the potential for private enterprise to redefine space travel. The successful launch crystallized Musk's transition from a disillusioned observer of space exploration's stagnation to a pivotal figure in its renaissance. Through sheer will, innovation, and an unwavering commitment to his vision, Musk and his team at SpaceX turned grand dreams into tangible reality, marking a significant chapter in the annals of aerospace history. Final summary. Elon Musk's foray into the aerospace realm with the founding of SpaceX was driven by a dissatisfaction with the stagnant state of U.S. space exploration. Faced with an industry marred by caution and complacency, Musk envisioned a bold and ambitious path forward. Despite skepticism from established players in aerospace and repeated early failures, Musk's tenacity and innovative approach to building rockets stood unwavering. His hands-on involvement in hiring and creating a dynamic culture at SpaceX showcased his commitment to challenging the status quo. The journey was fraught with setbacks, including several unsuccessful launch attempts that put the company's future in jeopardy. Each failure, however, fueled a deeper resolve within the SpaceX team. It was this unyielding spirit and a willingness to confront and learn from failure that ultimately led to the successful launch of the Falcon 1 in 2008. This milestone not only marked SpaceX's official entry into the rocket business, but also underscored Musk's role as a disruptive force in the aerospace industry. SpaceX's ascent from a disruptive newcomer to a significant player in space exploration embodies the transformative power of vision, perseverance, and innovation in overcoming the odds. Through its journey, SpaceX has redefined what is possible, challenging established norms and inspiring a new era of space exploration. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.